What's up, everyone? Welcome into another edition of Locked On Kings. I promise you this will be the weirdest podcast we've had just yet, because ever have one of those days like the Kings did on Tuesday night? We did it at a radio station as well. We're going through so many transformations. Internet was down. We can't get audio. It's one of those days. So there's not a lot to break down from the game. It was absolutely awful. There's a couple things I have to get in that I want to get in, but it's going to be the shortest, quickest, sweetest. I don't know if it's sweetest, but remote podcast, shortest podcast we've ever had, just because we all the audio I would like to use, all the reaction, I just can't get to it. And it's weird. Technology is the greatest thing going, but when you can't utilize it, it's super frustrating. And so it's been one of those kind of days. Hopefully you can relate, and I apologize. We'll definitely have a better podcast for you tomorrow. But what I do want to tell you about first and foremost, fantasy sports fans, this is what you need to know about. It's today, again, Draft Wednesday. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? We have had fun with this. We actually didn't fill our league last week, so let's make it happen today. I'm going to have a Locked On Kings, J. Ross draft site, and Draft is one of my favorite fantasy sites. You need to check it out. Then we're getting crushed by the pros. It's not just me. More than 1 million people that have already downloaded Draft, they are hooked. So play in a real live NBA draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes. It's simple. Get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling up every second, so you can join whenever you want. And what's great is, you know, we'll have a small, easy, you know, just a simple league. You pick two guards, two forwards, a center. We compete, bragging rights, a little money as well. And then once the last person is in for the size of our league, the draft happens and you're done. Just set it and forget it and you move right on. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. You have to use my promo code LOKINGS. That's right, LOKINGS, playing a real money draft for free just by using my promo code LOKINGS. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering LOKINGS listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. So just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code LOKINGS. All right, I'm going to have to give you a little bit of something on the Kings and Bucks. It was awful. As great as the night was on Monday night for the Kings beating the Golden State Warriors, Tuesday was the exact opposite. Kings had nothing. They had nothing for the Bucks. It was a decent start. After that, Milwaukee's length, athletic ability, defense bothered the Kings. Bucks cruised to victory, 112-87. Just some of the numbers for you that you need to know. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32, 21 for Bledsoe, 12 for Chris Middleton in their win. They go to above 500, and watching them, I feel like they have the makings of a much better team, especially if they get Jabari Parker back. But the length that they have, it was a really bad matchup for the Kings. Garrett Temple finally got out of a shooting slump. That was good. Willie Cauley-Stein had a double-double, but really no numbers for the Kings. They had another brutal quarter. Their second quarter struggled to score points. They had been scoring pretty consistently the last three games, but just a bad night for Sacramento, and they're going to get Milwaukee again on Saturday, also on the second night of a back-to-back. But first, they'll get the Chicago Bulls on Friday. So the other note of interest in the game, until the final 30 seconds when the Milwaukee Bucks, who were killing the Kings, got an offensive rebound. That was their only one in the game. And in the history of the NBA, since they kept the stats since 1983, it's only happened once in an NBA game. January of 2002, Spurs and Jazz. Spurs did not get an offensive rebound in a win over Utah by 6. And the Kings were going to lose to the Bucks no matter what, but I was hoping the Bucks would make history and tie history and not get an offensive rebound, but they got one late from Joel Bolenboy on a brick by Gary Payton II. And that was the only offensive rebound. Came in the final seconds of the game. So, again, apologize for the technical difficulties we've had, and I just wanted to get something out there. I want to tell you about Draft Wednesday. We'll be back for a full, lengthy edition of the podcast tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening to Locked On Kings.